You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hi, folks. Welcome to the show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you joining us for the very first time tonight, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. This is Open Line Live tonight, which means that we'll talk about whatever is on your mind, so long as it is not politics. And all you have to do is, call that toll-free number when we open up the phone lines, which we will do shortly. Now, right now, it's already blinking. No. Not right now. Be patient, my friend. In just a little bit, we will open the phone line, and we will discuss whatever it is you wish to discuss. I've been getting emails about this proposed trip to Thailand. And some of you did not hear the first time that I talked about it, so you're not real sure what that's all about. I get that from the emails, all right? So let me explain. This show has been around, although you may think it's new because you just heard about it. It's been around for 8 years. It began in Kosovo. It has originated from Kosovo, Macedonia, Romania, Italy, Vienna, Austria. Oh, geez, where? East Timor, Australia, Indonesia, Thailand, and a few other places. I can't remember them all. So it has come to you over these 8 years from many, many places, exotic places around the world. A friend of mine said not long ago, why don't you share some of that with the audience? Why don't you take a trip to one of those exotic places? Now, the reason that I was in those places mostly, it was because of serving as an international police officer. However, some of those places I mentioned, I did not serve there. I visited there. And while there, it was showtime, so I did a show. So, one of the shows that some of you may remember is the one that I did sitting in the Bangkok airport. And my plane had been delayed, my flight had been delayed for 6 hours, and because of mechanical issues. So it was time to do a show, and I did one from right there in the airport. And so that's what this is all about. What this is all about is the idea is let's go and see some of the magical, mysterious things that I have seen. Let me take you there and show them to you and let you experience some of the wonders of this world that I've been so blessed and privileged to have experienced. That's what it's about. Now, I have a little bit of an update on that proposed trip. And we've got, of course, our break is coming up. So what I'll do is, as soon as we come back from the break, I will update you on where we are with that. And some of you just now learning about it may be interested in getting in on it. We'll talk about that. And then I've brought a couple of items to the table for tonight, but we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Topics that are on your mind or guests that we've had or that you'd like for us to have. We'll be back. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. Okay, folks, this is what you've been waiting for, your vacation of a lifetime. It awaits your arrival down under in beautiful and historic Hobart, Tasmania. And to make sure your holiday really is a dream come true, you'll be staying at the Bath Street Apartments. Here are just a few of the things that you'll enjoy in your home for the holidays. Stunning water and mountain views from all windows and from your own private balcony or veranda. Modern furnishings, a full modern kitchen with all new appliances, oven and hot plates, fat-free grill, full-size refrigerator, large-capacity microwave oven, cappuccino machine, dishwasher, and enough crockery, cutlery, and utensils to satisfy anyone's culinary desires. The lounge room has an extensive range of electronic home entertainment equipment, including, now get this, a big-screen TV, free digital satellite, pay TV on Foxtel AllStar with over 60 channels, DVD, video, wireless broadband connection, free local telephone calls from the in-room telephone with your own private telephone number so loved ones and friends can call you directly. The bathroom? Wow, the bathroom has a large spa bath, separate shower cubicle, ceiling-mounted heat lamp and fan and hair dryer, and it just gets better and better. Folks, you've got to see Bath Street Apartments. So click the banner over on the Kevin Smith Show website or just go to bathstreetapartments.com.au. Your dreams are awaiting your arrival. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles and free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.
Galaxy.
I guess just about everyone in the United States and probably Canada has heard the really sad news today about Tim Russert. Now, if you're outside of the United States, you're outside of Canada, you may or may not be familiar with that name, but Tim Russert is a journalist and a best-selling author. And as a journalist, he was the sort of the anchor man of a show we have here called Meet the Press. He's noted for asking some really tough questions of some of the top political leaders and economists, etc., in this part of the world. And when they sort of hedge and don't really try to answer the question directly, he was noted for saying, well, here is what you said on such a date. On this date, here's what you said. And then they run the videotape. And then the person has to answer the question. Tim Russert had a heart attack today and died. He was the Washington bureau chief for NBC News, and 58 years of age, highly respected newsman, the type we don't see too much of anymore. And I just want to express my sympathy and my condolences to his family. He's survived by a wife and son, and my heartfelt condolences to the family. Tony in Australia, I mentioned because I had received an email telling us that Tony had a heart attack. Now, the email came from another of our listeners in Australia and informed me that Tony had had a heart attack and was in the hospital. Since announcing that, Tony, if you're listening, I've been getting a lot of email where people are expressing that their prayers and best wishes and healing energy to you. And so just want to pass that along and let you know the audience is behind you, Tony, and we want to see you get well and make a full, speedy recovery. Now, let me bring you up to date on the Thailand thing. I checked the email during that break and saw an email where one of our listeners says, don't turn your show into a travel agency. I'm not. And if it bothers you that I offer something above and beyond the show that you hear every night, if that bothers you, don't listen. We're not trying to turn this into a travel agency. I have been privileged, very privileged, blessed to have been to some rather exotic places. And these exotic places all have some type of mystery, some type of paranormal links. I have been, for instance, to Romania. Not only been there, that's another story. But I've spent a lot of time in Romania, and I have been to Brasov. At Brasov, just outside of Brasov, is Bryn Castle, one of the summer homes of the famed Vlad Dracula. That might be something that some of you interested in the paranormal might like to visit, but you see, the real story is not there. The real story is at the ruined castle at the top of the mountains, from where he ruled last, and from where he escaped when he was about to be captured. His wife threw herself off the castle wall and down into the river, committing suicide rather than to be captured. Some real paranormal stuff takes place in that area. But the Thailand thing, what is it in Thailand? Well, I'll tell you what's in Thailand. First of all, there are some real ancient, there are really some ancient, and they are very real sites of paranormal activity in Thailand, and very mysterious. Some of the most beautiful ancient Buddhist temples and art is there. There is also a festival that takes place, a big celebration that takes place in October up in the Northeast. And the ancient boats, or they're not ancient, but they're styled like the ancient boats of the Thai warriors, come down the river, all decked out in lights at nighttime, and traditional Thai music is playing, and it's a big, big festival, and there's fireworks, and that is where I was when I filmed, or videotaped, actually, a UFO that was across the river above Laos. There are a lot of UFO sightings in Southeast Asia. You don't hear a lot about them, but there are a lot of them. So ancient and mysterious places, beautiful, beautiful places, and real modern-day mysteries attend you there. So the whole idea of going to Thailand is to share with you some of the really cool, wonderful things that I have been privileged to be blessed with. And I could take you to places that perhaps you would not go if you went there on your own on vacation. But the idea is for us as the Kevin Smith Show family to go together and enjoy all this stuff together. So if you're interested in that, I'm not trying to sell you anything. If you're interested in it, here's what you need to do. Your mind just says, you know, that kind of sounds cool. I think I might be interested in that. I want more information. Well, I don't have a lot more information just yet. It's still a proposed trip. But if you're interested, you need to go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and click on the menu where it says Contact Us, and then send me an email. Select the subject. You know, you click on subject, and a little box drops down, and you can select the subject. Select other. All right? And just let me know that you're interested. I'll put you on the email list and keep you updated as we make further plans or as we decide not to do it. Right now, we're just exploring the possibilities. If you're interested, let me hear from you. All right, it is Open Line Live. The telephone number is 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092, and that is toll-free throughout the USA and Canada. Let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, hello. It's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
I'm so surprised.
Well, first caller out the chute. What's new?
What's up with the what's the latest on that UFO report that you gave us?
Well, I'm just getting phone calls, people telling me that they saw some sort of flying object a couple nights ago. That's pretty much it. Hoping maybe to get some abduction stories somewhere, but haven't gotten any yet. But I'm just getting reports about the UFO flying over the paper mill here. So, and that's pretty much it. And there's nothing tonight. I've been looking. It's clear night tonight, and there's nothing out here tonight.
You know, I used to live in a town that had a paper mill, and people who have never lived near one do not know it is quite odoriferous. It stinks.
Well, this one, they do something with this one that it doesn't stink, actually. I know used to be one about an hour and a half north of here in a town called Smooth Rock Falls, and they used to have a paper mill on that one. That one really stank, but the one here doesn't. So the one, sometimes when they do the wood chipping and that, and it's humid outside, sometimes you can smell the wood, but that's about it.
Huh.
Well, I wish that technology had made it to West Monroe, Louisiana, because we had one there that you knew that you were somewhere within 50 miles of town because you could smell it.
Well, I also want to bring up that last night there with Dick Griswold, I got to say, not only me, but there's a lot of people that I chat with and listen to the Kevin Smith Show, and they really liked the little bit of a shift towards New World Order talk last night. Of course, as you know, I liked it, obviously, because I really got into the conversation. So I got to say, really liked the show last night.
Well, I'm glad you did. Now, let me ask you. I asked you when you called in last night, as you were talking about it, if it scared you.
Does it scare me? Well, the FEMA camps scare me because I don't want to be shipped off to a camp because I don't think I'm one of the guys that the New World Order want to keep around, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to go into any details, but I'm not one of the guys that they want to keep around.
And so, what would you do to avoid that should that ever happen?
Well, there's a. I listen to a lot of guys like Steve Quayle and such, and they talk about the surviving, you know, trying to, you know, hide somewhere and be able to survive these guys. But then again, you still would lose all your freedoms too, a lot of your freedom as well, you know.
Do you really think it's going to come to all of that?
Yeah. There's too many signs to point towards it. I know probably about 10 years ago, people would have thought you're just excuse me. Being just some conspiracy nut and whatnot, and not all this is happening. But you can see the signs out now today. Like if you look around, look at what's happening, especially with the gas prices, with the food prices going up, with the chemtrails, which apparently have been laced with barium and aluminum. And barium is a toxic chemical to honeybees, which caused the colony collapse disorder, which in turn is causing food shortages and higher food prices. And there's just too many. I even up to a few months ago, I didn't totally buy everything that I heard about the New World Order, everything that Alex Jones has talked about, and Steve Quayle, and David Icke, and Jim Mars, and such. But now that I'm really looking around and really opening my eyes and seeing things, I can tell you, yeah, this is real. It's happening. It's happening, and they're moving. The world elite, or Illuminati, New World Order, whatever you want to call them, they're moving, and they're moving fast.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that they're not. I don't know.
Well, I understand.
But I am going to say that I find it very, very, very difficult to believe that if such plans are active, I know a lot of people have written a lot of things, and there have been a lot of plans for all kinds of things that have been put on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But if such a plan is really afoot, if it's active, I find it extremely hard to believe that they could actually pull it off.
Well, you got the world elite that the wealthiest people in the world, they control absolutely everything. And you know, and if it is real, you know, it's no longer about money. These people do not want money anymore because they own all the world banks, they own all the media. They own all the oil companies. They don't need money anymore. They want absolute power, and they're going to do anything to get it. And these guys, to tell you the truth, these guys are sneaky bastards. They'll do whatever they have to do to get absolute power, and they're doing it now.
Do you really believe they own all the media?
Yeah. Well, not all the media, because you own CLI Media Network, but...
Yeah, and I'm not the only one. Because of the Internet... there's more independent media than there is mainstream corporate media.
Well, I think that's one thing that they had overlooked, and I guess it turned out to be a big mistake for them, is that you get the Internet, especially with websites like YouTube. I read at first that they tried deleting videos of that leaked out information about the New World Order and exposed them, but as soon as they delete a couple of videos, 10,000 more would pop up, you know? So... They really let what's the term I'm looking for here?
I don't know.
Yeah, they overlooked the Internet thing, and it was a big mistake for them, and it pretty much exposed them for what they really are, especially guys like Alex Jones and other quote enlightened people that know about this, but what's been going on and have been informing people about it. They've use the internet as a weapon against the New World Order. So.
Well, it's not. I mean, the internet is huge. Internet broadcasting is gigantic. It's not, anybody that thinks that it's just sort of some little auxiliary something that's going on the side needs to wake up and smell the roses. It has outrun mainstream media. And, but it's not the only, source of information that is not controlled. I mean, there are independents that are getting their stories published in newspapers. There are independents getting their stories published in magazines. There are independents that are getting their documentaries on television. And it seems like that a corner has been turned.
Well, I got to agree with you with the internet thing. And, well, I don't want to take up any more time for the other callers, and I'd also like to wish a speedy recovery for Tony down in Australia. We want to hear from you again on Skype when you get better, and wish I could talk about this a lot more, but I don't want to, I want to give room for some other callers to call in. So, Kevin, you have yourself a great night.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get email. Look, folks, for 8 years I've been getting email, ever since I started this show. I've been getting email with information in it about that topic. It's not that I am unaware. I am very aware, excessively aware, of the information. However, knowing how things work, it makes it very difficult for me to believe they can actually pull this off. Maybe they can. But it's hard for me to imagine that they actually could pull it off. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Trey in Atlanta.
Hello, Trey.
Hey, Kevin. Look, I'm glad you're talking about this again. I was thinking, trying to figure out the old Mason and Illuminati deal, and I was thinking that, you know, the Masons, okay, maybe they had enough power because they started this country, and some say that there were Masons in England, and that pretty much let us start our own country because, you know, prophetically they knew it was supposed to happen and all that. But if for the Masons to have enough power and connections and knowledge to start this country, and then for it to turn out the way it did after the invention of money, we did pretty much the best we could with money, you know. I think that if this camp is being built, this city-like prison to hold 100,000 people, and if the Masons know absolutely nothing about it, well, then they're overrated, and then we've got them all wrong, or they're so secretive that their power is not yet known or is not relevant at all. And there's one other thing that we're not thinking about. And for the way I look at it, if the Illuminati is that powerful to where, you know, they can you know, cause all these problems with the weather or, you know, with the food, and all, if they can actually do this, and the Masons must just be powerless to stop them. And which, to me, the only way this can really be happening, Kevin, because we don't look at this in the right perspective, is that they've got help that is other than, they're, I guess, from God's enemies, okay? So that's the whole point. It isn't just a bunch of humans that are able to do this. I don't buy that. They must have gotten this technology, kind of like we've talked about before, about how, you know, we wonder about how these terrorists are, there's possibly they're being influenced by an extraterrestrial presence, because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, back in the Crusades, they used the same terminology. The Christians called the Muslims infidels, and now it's the Muslims calling everybody else infidels, the extremists, I mean, the Muslim extremists. And you know, it's just like the same result, humans killing humans. So you wonder if there's an influence that's in common, and maybe it's God's enemy, and maybe we don't know who that is yet. But, you know, for them to be this, you know, be able to pull this off.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. Can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right.
We will return, and I'm going to pose a question to Trey about Resident Evil. Wonder what that's all about. We'll be back right after this.
wasn't much that I could do. I left the green grass in your shadow and watched it slowly fade.
We are back, and let me just say very quickly before we get back to our telephone conversation with Trey in Atlanta, you know, gasoline prices are just out of sight. And they tell us it's probably going higher. So doesn't it make a lot of sense? I mean, people are already making decisions now, tough decisions. There are places of business reporting that some of their employees are calling in and saying, look, I can't get to work. I don't have any gas and I don't have any money and I can't afford the gas to get there. So it's really having a dynamic and powerful impact on us all. Doesn't it make sense to save money by shopping online, and why not shop with our sponsors online? I mean, our sponsors provide, we have sponsors that provide everything from cookies and popcorn to survival gear to office supplies to new car loans. I mean, it just makes sense to save the money, doesn't it? So take a look at the banners, the ads that are on the KevinSmithShow.com website. And click on those banners, and if there's something that you need that they offer, it saves you money to shop online, and it just makes sense, and it helps the show. All right, let's go back to the telephone. And, Trey, you were talking about the possible extraterrestrial intervention causing people basically to go insane on this planet. But let me ask you, do you buy the idea that there is actually evil resident in the world, in the universe, that there is an evil force?
Well, Kevin, I didn't always. I was always like I said, this is, you know, looking at the Bible and figuring out when God said, I'm out of this world, my kingdom is in the heavens, he was pointing to space when he said that. Finding that out and without having any kind of, wished outcome, because I wasn't anti-religious, but I wasn't buying the whole thing I was taught in Sunday school, but it didn't turn me off of it. So I was able to read these things in the Bible, knowing that ETs are real, and then you put these words, and you see what, you know, they're using different words in the Bible. So, yeah, now I know there's evil, because I know God's real. I know God, you know, said he's not from here. He's extraterrestrial. And, well, if anyone's going to be God's enemy, that's going to have to be on his level somewhat. It's going to be another extraterrestrial with, you know, maybe not as good technology and knowledge, but, you know, similar or rivaling, but, you know, I believe, you know, those remote viewers you have on there, mm-hmm. they remote viewed, and that all they got was evil from the inside this planet. We hear people talk about this as a prison planet, and maybe they're not talking about us. Maybe they're talking about other parts of the planet that are housing things that we don't know about when they say prison planet. So, yeah. Yeah, I think evil exists. I mean, I don't think humans are inherently evil. I don't think that anything in nature is inherently evil. But we know we're not natural because, you know, we might have been before. But whenever those DNA was put there, that 222 genes or whatever was just put there, well, that's whenever, you know, I guess the genesis went on. So
here's the thing. I think that it is completely, totally, in your face, obvious. And I don't mean your face. I'm using that rhetorically. But I think it's an in-your-face, obvious fact that over the past few years, this planet has grown increasingly insane. And people are willing to kill at the drop of a hat. And they'll bring the hat. It's just unbelievable what we as a race seem to have turned into. And I hate to think that we are evolving that direction in the direction of this insanity and evil.
Well,
something is afoot, something is up, and we're going to live to see it happen. Now, about the Masons, and then I'll take another call. There was a time when I thought that I had read all that stuff about the Masons being a secret society and therefore they were evil. I've learned a great deal about the Masons. I am not a Mason, but I've learned a great deal about them. And I do not think that the Masons are behind any grand plot to rule the world. I have looked at what is claimed as evidence, and I don't see that they have any grand plot to rule the world. There may be some organization that does, and certainly there are people who say that such organizations exist, and that they do plan to rule the world. I don't think it's the Masons.
Well, Kevin, if you had to figure it out or take a bet on it, I would say, you know, if you want to put good guys to bad guys, I'd have to say I'd just have to bet that the Masons are the good guys and Illuminati is the bad guys from what I've heard. But I just want to say one thing and let someone else call in. See, anyone out there depressed, I mean, I don't know if this is true or not. This is what I was told. This is one of my many nights with them. And like I said, Kevin, figuring out if they're, you know, here as they're on God's side or if they're on God's enemy side is something I haven't been able to do. But it was one evening, and it was me in a room, and I was looking. There was a line of humans, and they were walking into a door. It was, like, shining brightly. And I saw them walk into it. And then I asked the person with me, there's always someone with you, it's kind of over your shoulder, you usually don't see them. And I asked, what are you doing to them? And they told me, we're saving you all. So, you know, that was either a lie or it wasn't. But either way, there's forces at work that we don't know about and we can't pinpoint because we can't see them. Maybe our government's figured out, maybe they haven't. But it was neat to find out, though, that, you know, that that God is real, and, you know, even if, you know, what we thought about God, you know, it isn't some, you know, bearded white guy with a beard, you know, and a robe. He's a guy in a spaceship or whatever, you know. But I think we got his DNA in Genesis, and, you know, whenever it says we were creating God's image, I think that's what it means. We got the DNA, not that we look like him, but, you know, DNA would be more important if you're doing hybrid, you know, science, you know.
Yeah, it would be.
That's what was going on.
Trey, thank you for the call.
All right, man.
All right.
Interesting viewpoints, and we'd love to hear yours as well. If you have a question or you have a comment, the telephone number to call is 1-800-289-1092. It's toll-free throughout the USA and Canada. If you are outside that area, you may Skype in at kevin.smith.show. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Doug in Canada. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Doug?
Can't complain. Nobody listens. Kevin, I've got just a weird idea here. You know how global warming is causing a tremendous amount of ice loss in our northern Arctic and also in the Antarctic, expected to probably disappear within the next 30 years. Why don't they come up, you know how much energy we can get from the sun or with wind vanes, why not develop something to cool the ocean temperature and to cool the air on this planet, i.e. air conditioners or condensing units of that nature that start reversing the process in that matter.
So we could air condition Earth.
Well, doesn't that make sense? If we're heating it up, or if it's being heated up from an external force, perhaps, okay, why not cool it down?
Well, it sounds like a good idea. I don't know if the technology exists, but I'll tell you what. I don't think that we're going to see 30 years of global warming. And the reason I don't is because since 1997, according to climatologists, these are the guys that actually work with studying climate, since 1997, the warming trend leveled. It's not getting hotter. The mean average temperature of Earth is not getting warmer. It leveled off.
Okay.
Now, that flies in the face of what, you know, the report that came out of the United Nations and that was used as the backdrop information for the Al Gore movie. But the climatologists are saying that within the next 10 years, we will see the onset of a new ice age.
Okay. All right. I didn't realize that the ice age would approach in that rapid, you know, in that speed.
It may be gradual as it begins to take over. But first of all, we have been living in a period of global warming our entire life. All of us have.
Right.
Now, the way I know that is because we were not in an ice age, and it's global warming that ends an ice age. And so we have been living in a period of global warming for our entire lives. One of the precursors to the onset of a new ice age is very heavy, extreme precipitation around the world, and that is happening. It's happening. That's big news right now in the United States because they're getting floods in Iowa, rains in Iowa, and flood levels that they have never experienced ever in recorded history. It has happened for the past few years across China. Snow levels in Canada have been deeper for the past couple of seasons. And so the climatologists say that this is the precursor for the onset of a new ice age.
So this would be the first pangs, I guess,
yeah,
that the Earth is experiencing, as it's been foretold in many other articles of research, I guess, with ancient, you know, ancient information passed down over the years.
Doug, you want to hang on through the break?
No, go ahead, take another call. Did I talk to you?
Thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
All right, bye.
We'll be back right after this.
Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
We are back, and it's open line live tonight. We'll talk about whatever is on your mind as long as we don't get into politics. And you know what politics consists of, I think. That's like, who are you going to vote for? Which candidate is best? Do you think the Democrats have this right? Do you think the Republicans have this right? That's politics, all right? There are enough shows that do that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. John in North Carolina. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, John. How are you this evening?
Oh, pretty good. I noticed the last couple of nights you've been talking about the New World Order. I guess you don't consider that off limits as being too political.
The topic itself is not politics. All right. It has to do with worldview and philosophy of the way things should be. That topic by itself is not political. Now, it can get political. You know, if someone were to call in and want to start, you know, talking about such and such a senator is all in the New World Order and or he's Illuminati or something like that, it could get political.
Right. Oh, I see what you're getting at. So, well, I think we all have our personal opinion on this New World Order stuff, but you have got to stop and think, because President Bush, well, maybe I shouldn't have called his name, I don't know, but anyway, he was mentioned the New World Order in a few of his speeches, so I tend to think a lot of it is true, but, you know, really, Kevin, I don't know how much of it is the actual truth or propaganda. What do you think?
I think it's both. Does the idea of a new world order exist? Yes, and it has for centuries. You got a dollar bill?
Barely.
Well, if you look on the back of the dollar bill, right there in the circle where there is a pyramid with an eye above it.
Right, right.
Around the edge of that circle, in Latin, it says New World Order.
Well, it does, yeah.
And that has been around. Look, this is not, and you, if you heard the show last night, you've heard me say, look, this is not new news to me. I've been hearing about this stuff for years. Before there was an internet, and so this is not new, and it was going on long before I was even a twinkle in the eye. You know, so this is not new. Are there people that are part of it and that really push the agenda? And absolutely, and there always have been. But there's a great deal of propaganda about it as well. You know, there are people who, I don't want to minimize the topic and say that there's not anything that we should be concerned about. I don't want to do that. But there are people that, you know, every little move that the New World Order organizations make, there are people that go screaming into the nighttime that the sky is falling, and I don't think it is.
I feel the same way, Kevin, exactly. But, well, I called to ask you a question. All the guests you've had on your show, I believe you're the most knowledgeable on this matter. And it has to do with the UN UFO disclosure meetings, secret meetings they had. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think there's any correlation between the New World Order initiative and the secret UN UFO meetings?
Well, I've thought about that. There may be some individuals who are part of organizations that are part of this New World Order that took place or that took part in the meeting. That may be. I don't know. I don't think this was coordinated by any type of New World Order situation.
I don't really know. There's not a heck of a lot on that. You know, you go to that website, you had Dr. Scala, I believe was his name. You had him on there.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Sala.
Say what?
Dr. Michael Sala.
Oh, okay, Sala. Okay, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I can't speak straight. But anyway, he seemed a little vague on the whole thing, but I believe those meetings did take place. But I think there's more to it than we've been told, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I think surely there's more to it than we've been told. But now let me tell you something. Back to the New World Order and any affiliation with the topic of UFOs. It would be only natural, if you want to dominate the planet, as we are told the New World Order crowd wants to do, it would be only natural that you would have to take an interest in anything that might possibly stand in your way. And an extraterrestrial power or presence certainly qualifies. And so are there people that are in the field and world of ufology that are also affiliated with and favorable to the New World Order? Absolutely there are.
Well, that's about all I had, Kevin. I appreciate your answers. It sounds good to me.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, see y'all.
All right.
Yeah, the I've been asked similar questions before, and I think it comes as a shock to some folks. They don't know what to think about it because they haven't considered the possibility that some of the people that they listen to and they love and they like and they just follow every word that person says could be part of this, you know, New World Order thinking. But that's only normal and natural that they would be there, don't you think? Every government on the planet is interested in it. Why? Because governments are all about borders and sovereignty and protecting their people and promoting their people. And anything that could possibly get in the way of that, they're going to take an interest in it. Well, if all the information about the New World Order is that this is a group of people who want to dominate the planet, if that's what they want, they would have to take an interest in UFOs. So it would not surprise me at all to find those people in the field of ufology. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Well, I thought you left the Earth.
No, I didn't. No, I haven't. Just been really busy, you know, with things in general, you know, life, things like that. Anyway, interesting topic tonight. I can definitely tell you, my mom's side of the family, my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my great-uncle were all Masons. And from what I know of the Masons, the history and everything, they're basically a benevolent society. They're almost like the International Kiwanis. They are a service organization, and basically what they want to do is they want to help others. So for me, thinking that they would be part of the New World Order or possibly planning something like that, I don't think that's true. I don't really.
Well,
think
I think you're right. I don't think that they have any organized plan to dominate the Earth. But I will tell you this. Each and every person in the United States of America who is listening to this show right now and says they'll never, ever, ever be part of the New World Order,
mm-hmm.
they better stop using American money.
True.
It's printed right on the dollar bill.
The thing, and this is, and I'm sure you are knowledgeable of this as much as I am, and probably most folks out there that have studied history at one time or another, there have always been people in power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those people in power have always wanted more power, right?
Yes.
Well, that's going to keep continuing to happen as long as we have people in power. So the thing with the New World Order, I tend to believe you. I tend to agree with you that this has been around for centuries. I mean, it's just not us that is discovering it now. It's not just
It's not just here, and it's not just now. You want to hold on through the break?
Sure, Cap.
All right, hang on.
We'll be back with Open Line Live. It's Friday night. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about right after this.
We'll be right back. time, so I asked him home for dinner. It's 3 years later, and he's still with me. Pretty plain to see. I think he'll agree that I love you. I love to be touched. I love to be chased after by the boy who loves me so much. I love love. I love love.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
We are back, and Deb from... are you still from Columbus?
Yes, I'm still from Columbus.
All right.
From here yet.
Is on the line with us. We were talking about the Masons, and we were talking about the fact that, from my point of view anyway, and I know a great deal about the Masons,
mm-hmm.
As do you.
Yes.
I see no evidence of a plan for world domination.
Well, I think we are this type of society that likes to see conspiracy theories behind mysterious groups. I mean, the Skull and Bones and all those other secret societies and colleges, they've gotten the same kind of rap. Of course.
Well, and that's not to say that there are not groups that want world domination. I think there are. However, I don't think that the Masons fit into that group. Now, there are people who hate the Masons with a passion, and my inbox will fill up with all kinds of stuff about the Masons, and I'm aware of, that they have had some people in their past who have been maybe not too righteous, not too cool. And
but
they've done some really bad things, but mm-hmm. that's not the whole group, and
well,
that's certainly...
Exactly, because we can say the same thing about, any group that has come to the notice of other people, whether it's been locally or nationally. You got a few bad apples in a barrel, and that does that mean the rest of the barrel's rotten? By no means. And so we can't really judge the entire group on the actions of a few. And So that's how I look at it. We're going through painful times right now, but only because of, and I'm not going to, I don't want to get on my sort of, you know, philosophical bandwagon, but because these things have been written. They've been written. They've been shown to pass. I mean, the Mayan calendar, a lot of my chat buddies on my other Yahoo groups that I belong to, we've been discussing these things. We're going through changes right now because the Earth Mother is getting ready to get rid of a lot of the crap that we've been doing to her, and that's the increase in the storms again. Also, you know, as you were saying about the Ice Age, climactic changes. All these things are coming together. These things have been written. These things have been talked about by Nostradamus, Jesus of Nazareth, the other prophets. Is there a new world order behind it? By no means. These things were prophesied long ago. They've been prophesied in the Bible. So, to me, a new world order, there are probably those in power that want it, and those who are in power are going to try to get it, but is it really going to happen? I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so, but even if it does, I mean, honestly, I'm sitting out here in Phoenix, Arizona. You're in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? There's not anything that any of us on our own individually can do about it.
Well,
however, this is the key. Powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be.
Exactly.
And I want to give you a real quick example, and then we'll take the next call.
Exactly.
Here we go. Ever heard of a guy by the name of Ceausescu?
Yes.
He was the dictator in Romania, and he mm-hmm. was an iron-fisted dictator.
Much like Joseph Stalin, they said.
Oh, very much. And when his people had had enough, they put him on trial
mm-hmm.
and then took him out, and they themselves, the crowd, shot him.
Mm-hmm.
The day before, he was the all-powerful dictator, but that mm-hmm. day, they had had enough.
Oh, exactly. Idi Amin is another one.
Oh, yeah.
Idi Amin of Uganda. What the things that he did to his people, the murders, the genocide, they finally had enough and they killed him. So,
actually, he had to go into exile. They didn't kill him.
Well, wasn't he assassinated though?
No,
he was not.
No, I don't think so. He was living in exile, but I will say the one thing that he did. That although it was gruesome and terrible, and I don't condone it, you had to chuckle. He cooked his mother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was a Jeffrey Dahmer moment that I really didn't want to hear.
You know, he brought it to the family. You know, it was he was doing all this stuff to his people, but he didn't forget his family.
Well, like I said, that's a kind of a Jeffrey Dahmer moment, Kev, that I really didn't want to hear. But okay, well, I'm going to get off and I'll let somebody else come on. And
well, I thank you for the call.
Discussion.
All right, thanks. 1-800-289-1092. A lot of people don't know that about Idi Amin. Idi Amin from Uganda. We over here say Uganda, but I think they pronounce it Uganda. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Eric from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Eric. What's on your mind?
Good, good. I just wanted to say I'm the Atlanta director for IPIS, IPISnetwork.com, and to everyone out there that's interested in the UFO subject, no matter how mundane, no matter how much somebody tells you it's not worth it, contact your representatives, contact anyone you can, military, and don't be afraid to ask questions, and apathy never got us anywhere, and bugging the hell out of somebody just might get you somewhere, so... Become proactive. If you want the truth, you got to do some work and some research. So everybody out there, do your part. Maybe we'll get the truth soon enough. Thanks a lot, Dick. I mean, Kevin.
Thank you for the call. 1-800-289-1092. 1-800-289-1092. Yeah,
the New World Order came up last night, and it apparently is very hot on your minds. Understandably so. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Ryan in Washington.
Yes, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind this evening?
I wanted to comment about this, about the Romanian video that we've been talking about.
Yeah, about the UFOs, two of them that bumped into the Romanian aircraft.
I still can't figure out what those could have been. They look triangular a little bit, but I've been going through in my head what those possibly could have been. I'm trying to eliminate. I mean, one of them looks a little bit triangular, don't you think? Or I just been having a hard time trying to figure out what exactly.
Well, the Romanian Defense Ministry was not able to figure out what they were. And, you know, that's why they released this information to the public and said, well, here it is. It happened. Here's the video. We don't know what they are.
Do you think they couldn't have been birds?
No. They were at an altitude far too high for birds.
I'm trying to think what could be floating around. I mean, I'm just thinking in my head, like, what would be hovering in the air? If they were the space debris, they would be tumbling towards the ground because of gravity.
That is correct. And if it was meteors or space junk, it would be headed towards the ground in a very rapid, fiery descent. So I don't know. That's why we call them unidentified flying objects. And, you know, what were they? Who knows?
Let me ask you, do they look disc-shaped to you?
You know, I really couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's hard to see. It's very hard to see, yeah.
You can see there's something, but yeah. Just what is very, very difficult. I think it's a
from
big
the angle
deal.
That I see. Yeah, it is hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's just very mysterious to me.
Yeah. It is. And now, if you heard the show last night, Dick Criswell told us that he had checked into it and found that, number one, this is not the first time that's happened with Romanian fighter planes. And number two, this is not the first time that has happened to this pilot. It has happened before to this pilot.
Do you know if the Romanian Ministry of Defense works in cooperation with the United States and with, like, you know, the coalition? They're our allies, right?
They are, and the answer to your question is yes, they do. They do work in cooperation with the United States.
So if it was some top secret thing, they wouldn't have released this?
No. That's exactly correct. If this were some type of top secret aircraft that the United States has or that one of the other coalition countries have, then no, they would not have released this. At least I don't think they would.
Unless it was maybe something from another country, like that. It just, you know, I'm just thinking in my head, what could those have been? If they were balloons, I don't think it would have caused that much damage to the canopy.
They would have caused no damage.
So it's very mysterious to me. You can't really see them on the video, but
yeah, you just
know.
get a flicker of a glimpse at it. And
right.
And then it's hard to tell. Ryan, thank you so much for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. 1-800-289-1092. It's Open Line Live. We'll talk about whatever is on your mind. And, you know, this thing with the Romanian four UFOs collided with one of the Romanian fighter jets, and the Romanian Defense Ministry has now released the video of it, video taken by onboard cameras that were on that fighter jet. Very mysterious indeed. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Big E from Atlanta.
All right.
I'd like to be presumptuous if I could, Kevin, and I'd like to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Well, when you were a police officer in Wichita and Lincoln Parish in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you saw a lot of bad things and maybe you saw evil. My question for you is, how did your service in Bosnia and East Timor affect your belief in the real existence of palpable, touchable evil? I'll hang up and take your answer.
All right.
I appreciate the call, and that's a good question. It did not affect my belief in that at all. It didn't affect my view of it at all. I have, since a very early age, had the world view, not just the world view, but I've held the position philosophically, even as a child. Whatever is, is. So when I see evil, it is. I don't question, you know, I don't try to make up some excuse for why that happened and try to explain away the evil. When it happens, it happens. And I have seen, as our caller mentioned, I have seen things that I would say that no human should ever be forced to see. Obviously, those of you who are serving as police officers, you're serving as EMTs, or you're serving as in the military, you do see things that normal people, and I use that word normal on purpose, normal people just really should not have to see. It does not amaze me that people will do things to each other as they do. That doesn't amaze me. Because I've seen so much of it. And, you know, it just doesn't surprise me. But it, you know, it goes way back in our history. Those of you who are of the Judeo-Christian stripe know the story of Adam and Eve, and they had two sons, Cain and Abel. And one of the sons killed the other one because he was jealous. And, you know, it just goes way back in our history, doesn't it? So it really hasn't changed my views. I have always known that evil exists. And the only thing is, working as a police officer, I have seen it face to face. I've been in fights with it. I've put handcuffs on it. I have taken it to jail and testified against it in court. It does exist. From my point of view, it does exist. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Yes, Brent.
You know, I really do kind of feel sorry for these Illuminati people who are the New World Order people.
Why?
Well, you see, I have a sense of humor, and they're going to have to put me out of their misery if they're going to stop my sense of humor.
Okay.
Just a comment.
All right, Brent.
But
anything else?
What?
Anything else?
No, just that.
All right, thanks for the call. 1-800-289-1092, toll-free throughout all the USA and Canada, or you can Skype in if you have the Skype software installed on your computer. If you don't, go over to Skype.com and download it. It's free. And so if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can still call in free using Skype. And, you know, I think it was Tony that we've been talking about that called us the other night on Skype, and we could hear him very clearly, and he said, you know what I'm doing? I've just plugged an old set of headphones into the mic jack on my computer, and I'm speaking into a headphone to talk to you just to see if it would work. And it worked perfectly. And his point was, you don't have to have any real special stuff to use Skype to call in. All you have to do is install the software and call in. And even if you don't have a microphone, you can use an old set of headphones as a microphone. Pretty cool, I thought. 1-800-289-1092. I'll tell you, we have talked about a bunch of different topics tonight, but the one that seems to be most on everybody's mind is this New World Order thing. We hear a whole lot about it, and I see a whole lot of fear, and I hear a lot of fear, and I read a lot of fear in the emails that people are expressing about this New World Order. I don't think that it's anything that you have to be really, really terrified about. Now, I want to give you an example. I lived in East Timor, and we had cobras that lived where I lived. We also had green mambas. Now, I did not live in fear of the cobras and the mambas, but I kept my eyes open. I now live in Arizona. I live in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and it is it's like living on Mars with cactus. We live in a desert. And we have lots of rattlesnakes out here, lots of them. I don't live in fear of the rattlesnakes. I'm not terrified that, if I walk outside, I'm in danger. I don't. But I am aware that we have rattlesnakes, so that if I happen to hear one of those distinctive rattles, I know I need to move away from that sound rapidly. But I don't live in fear of it, and I think that's kind of the way it is with this all this talk about New World Order and Illuminati and all of that stuff. Okay, I know it exists, but I don't live in fear of it, and I don't think you should either. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes, Chris.
How you doing tonight, Kevin?
I am doing well.
I know we keep going back to this New World Order thing, and I've been listening. I guess I had to throw my 2 cents in there.
Well, throw your 2 cents in.
And I really kind of tend to lean towards your belief on it, that, that if it's there, really, what are you going to do about it kind of thing? But I also have to think that, you know, despite what the drive is, whether it's money or power or anything, I would have to think that somebody's still in it for the species. And I don't think that if there's any kind of huge New World conspiracy, that it's maybe to, like, ensure that the human race is going to survive what's coming and not just, you know, the rich people survive kind of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying, I guess?
Yeah, I do. And let me say this. If every organization that has been identified by the people that talk about this all the time, as being New World Order, if every one of those organizations actually is part of the New World Order, I mean, let's just assume for a moment that they are, okay? So if they are, you're talking about a whole lot of people. Now, compared to the entire Earth population, it's a very small percentage. But it's still a big group. You're talking about a lot of people. And if there's anything that we know about people, it is that there is no possibility of a monolithic organization.
Yeah.
Because every person there is there for their own reasons. And they have their own beliefs and their own agendas. And while some may want world domination, there are others who don't. And while some want power and money, there are others who are there for, as you say, humanitarian or benevolent reasons. So am I trying to whitewash it? Absolutely not. I'm just trying to put some realistic lenses in front of our eyes and look at what is really there instead of what we've been told is there.
Yeah.
What's really there is people. And people are very, very diverse in their opinions, their philosophies, their outlooks, their views. And so none of these organizations are monolithic in philosophy.
Definitely agree with that. Well, it's been real interesting. I kind of enjoy the topic, and I appreciate hearing everybody's different views, and we definitely appreciate the forum that you give us, especially on Open Line Night.
Well, I like Open Line Night myself. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
I love Open Line Night because I get to hear from you. I get to hear your views on these things, and I think they're important. Now, you may disagree with something I've said. You know, you don't have to agree with me in order to call in. You know that, don't you? I still pay for the call, even if you disagree with me. Don't be afraid to call in and voice what you really think, because here we believe in freedom of thought and freedom of speech. So you can call in and disagree, and that's quite okay. But again, you know, this whole discussion about New World Order, I certainly am not trying to whitewash anything, and nobody has accused me of that. I'm simply bringing that up, that you know, I'm not trying to minimize the potential dangers, nor am I trying to whitewash. But I think we need to look at what is there with realistic lenses. And we need to understand that not everyone that's involved in these organizations that have been identified as being New World Order organizations, not everyone that's there is there for evil intent. Are there some who are? Well, probably, because they're humans. And we know that humans, as a race, a certain percentage of humans always have evil intentions. Others do not, but some do. Now, does that mean that we should just never even think about this? Well, no, you ought to think about it. You live on this planet. It's something you should think about. You should investigate. You should read up on it. But, you know, if the stuff you're reading and the stuff that you're hearing makes you feel like you need to run out and hang yourself just to get off the planet, then, you know, you're probably not reading and listening to really straightforward stuff. I cannot imagine why anyone would be afraid of the future. Now, look, I think the future is going to be tough, and it's already happening. It's going to be tough, and it's going to be so tough, it's going to redefine the word tough. But why be afraid of it? What are you going to do, just check out and not be here for the future? Now, the only way we can do anything in the future to make our lives better in the midst of all the tough stuff that's going to happen and already beginning to happen, the only way we can do anything about it is to be here to do something. You have to be here, not just physically, mentally, intellectually, spiritually. You have to be engaged, or you can't do anything about anything. We'll be back with Open Line Live right after this.
Everything about the days before you came around. I'd be painting perfect pictures on my canvas of years to be. Around I went looking through my windows out of nothing. My whole world narrowed to the size of a couple of pages in my book.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Phil from Canada. I called yesterday, too.
Yes. Yes, you called last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I called up last night.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was that the first time you've called?
Yes, I did.
Well, you know, I always do this, but I didn't do it last night, and I want to be sure and do this. Some applause for first-time caller.
All right, thank you. Okay, I just want to say something more about the discussion that was going on today about the New World Order.
Yes.
I think people are putting a lot of importance on the people, the rich people or whoever's trying to control the world. I think they don't have to try too hard. You know, the reason I'm saying is we destroy ourselves. The rich people don't have to do anything. We eat foods that are not good for us, knowing well that we should not eat fast foods. We still do it and become overweight. We smoke knowing that the complications that can happen to the health, but we still do it. We know we are not supposed to drink and drive, but we still do it. We know we are not supposed to buy things with a credit card, knowing that we cannot make even the minimum payment, but we still do it. Why do you think there is a big credit crunch right now in North America? It didn't happen overnight. We let it happen to ourselves. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
It is human nature. Yeah, it is human nature to destroy ourselves. But I don't understand why people are not pulling the socks up and accepting it, that we are in the situation we are in because we made choices to do this. Why are people putting the blame on others? Why can't they accept it that, yes, we are in the mess we are in because we allowed it to happen?
Well, you are exactly correct. Let me, you're
Have you been listening to the Kevin Smith Show for very, very long? What, 2 or 3 months? 2 or 3 weeks?
No, I've been listening it for almost 6 months or so.
Okay. Well, you may have heard me say this, but this is something I've said on the show before, and I talk about Kevinisms. This is a Kevinism, all right? We are today exactly where we prepared to be. We may not be where we want to be, and we may not be where we wish we would be, but we are where we prepared to be. And if we plan to be somewhere different, then it has to start today. We have to prepare today to be somewhere different. And that's why I said earlier, I don't understand people fearing the future.
I don't understand. Is it because that we are too, we don't have the courage enough to accept our weaknesses? I can understand that there are maybe secret societies out there who have the intent to control the universe, but again, I'm trying to say they are not, they don't have to try too hard. You get what I'm trying to say?
Oh, that's true. We allow ourselves to be herded in various directions.
So I don't understand when people call into the show and they try to, some guests which I, they come up with some theories to blame it on people. I don't understand why can't people just accept it that we make, we create our own reality, like you said. You get what I'm trying to say?
We create our circumstances.
Yeah.
I view life, our lives on this earth are sort of like parentheses. And we live in between those parentheses. There's a beginning and an end. What you put in the parentheses is up to you.
I've read articles. They actually try to blame the current credit crunch and the housing market crisis on the government. Come on, you decided to buy that house knowing fully well that you were not able to make the mortgage payment, but yet you went ahead and did it. You bought the plasma TV for $2,000 knowing fully well that you couldn't make the minimum payment or the monthly payments that were needed, but you still went ahead and did it. And no one put a gun to your head to swipe your credit card and buy the plasma TV, but you still went ahead and did it. But no, they come up with these theories and try to blame it on everyone but themselves. If I become, I'm talking from personal experience, okay? I'm almost 36 years old, yet I suffered from a heart attack, okay? And it was a wake-up call. And I realized that I couldn't blame anyone but myself, because I led an unhealthy lifestyle, and this is the repercussion that happened. It was literally a wake-up call from God, saying, come on, you're 36, you better change your lifestyle, all right? And I decided, then I started putting it in a bigger perspective. Every mess that we're in, it's because we allowed it to happen. We made the choices. No one put a gun to our head.
It's important to say also that the way out of the mess is the same way we got in the mess, and that is make choices, but make better choices.
Yeah, exactly. And I all I want to say is to everyone out there, whoever's listening on the Kevin Smith Show, Kevin knows what he's talking about. Unlike the other programs that I listen, Kevin knows what he's talking about. And I just have one advice that my grandma gave me, and I've stopped listening to it for a long time, and I decided it's time to start listening now. And I want to pass on this advice to everyone.
Yeah.
This is what my grandma told me.
Okay.
Before you point a finger at someone to blame that person for the mess you're in, remember there are four fingers pointing back at you.
And absolutely.
You didn't get into that mess without you subconsciously allowing it to happen. That's all I have for tonight, and I hope people take it to heart, because if you want to get out of the mess you're in as an individual or as a country or as a world that you're in, only we can make the choices to get out of it, and do not blame other people for it.
You are absolutely correct. I concur completely. Thank you so much for the call. All right, folks, 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. I agree with that. We are where we have prepared to be. Now, we find ourselves in a lot of different situations in life with our noses pressed firmly on the ground,
And, you know, it feels like the whole world has their foot on our neck. Well, we are the ones that made the decisions that put us there. And the only way out of that is to make a decision. But we live in an instant society. We want everything to happen instantly. You remember when home computers first began to be available to us? Do you? Some of you remember that. You know, the very first ones stored data on a cassette tape, and for them to boot up took like 5 minutes. Well, you wouldn't put up with that now. 5 minutes? Come on. If this thing doesn't boot up within the next 20 seconds, then I've got to have a different computer. We live in an instant world, and we want instant resolution of our problems, but it's not going to happen, not instantly. You have to make choices, and then you've got to stick with them, and it takes a while for those to turn the ship around. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Larry in California. How you doing?
Good, Larry.
Our realities are created for us. You know, we only know what we are taught. And we are taught from mainstream media, our governments, and the people that want us to know what they want us to know teach us what they want us to know. And that's all we know. So our realities have really been created for us. And that's pretty much all I really want to say on that. But
well, now, let me say this. I would agree with that up until the advent of the internet, because we now have choices. We don't have to get our news from the same three channels. We can get our news. Look, you know, one of the people that rocks the boat when it comes to news is Drudge, the Drudge Report. Well, that's entirely internet. And listen, when Drudge speaks, heads of state listen. But that's internet. And so we do have choices we can make now for sources of information that are beyond what we used to get. So we can piece together a pretty good picture of what's really happening around us.
Well, that's true. And it is because of the internet that we are now able to see and make choices.
Yeah.
You know, before the internet, no, we had to rely on pretty much the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these ufologists and everybody that have been doing investigations and writing books, of course, you know, I didn't read books, so I wasn't aware of everything that was going on, not till the internet came along.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the caller that was just on the phone before, that we do have the right to make choices and everything, but the only way that we could make choices was on what we knew as being real. But because of the internet, now we do know what is real, and we can make choices from that. And I guess that kind of leads into what you were talking about before, about your rattlesnake theory and walking away from it. But now that we do know about the world order and what their plans are, we should not walk away from it. We should stand up and confront it and put a stop to it.
There are times when it's kind of like that song that Kenny Rogers used to have, you know. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Most of the time, if I'm in the vicinity of a serpent, you will see how fast a 54-year-old man can run. I don't like snakes, and I will get away from them as fast as I can. However, I will tell you that one evening in East Timor, I walked into my house. The next morning, I was going to leave for R&R. I had some leave time. And so I was going to pack a suitcase. I lit a candle because that's how we lit the house at night. We had no electricity. Lit a candle, put it in place, picked up a suitcase that was sitting in the corner. It was a Samsonite-type suitcase, and coiled up behind it was a cobra. I confronted the cobra, believe me. I introduced the cobra to Mr. Samsonite. Larry, thanks for the call. We're into a break.
All right, folks. We'll be back right after this break, and we'll be on Final Approach. It's still Open Line Live, and I want to hear from you. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
This is Open Line Live, and we are on Final Approach. That means we only have about 10 minutes or so left in the show, and if you have a comment or question, you need to give me a call right away, 1-800-289-1092. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Hello, Don.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. And you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, buddy. I just tuned into the show. I have not a clue what you guys have been talking about.
Well, it's Open Line Live, so we've talked about the New World Order. We've talked about the Romanian UFO thing where UFOs
bumped into one of the Romanian fighter jets. We've talked about the Masons. Just about everything.
Yeah, I see it was old line. I give a quick call and say hello. I haven't called in lately, and I kind of felt bad about that since I've been pretty much out of it. I'm taking these medications for my foot, and it's just kind of put me off in Disneyland.
Well, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you called in, and I hope you will have a speedy recovery.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
Thank you.
Oops, I cut him off too soon. Sorry about that, Don. I thought he was through talking. I misjudged. Happens once in a while. Put it on your calendar. You'll want to remember that. All right, 1-800-289-1092 is the number, toll free. And I would love to hear from you what your opinions are and what your thoughts are, what's on your mind. We have a few minutes left, and I'll take another call or two in the time that we have remaining. Yeah, you know, the New World Order is not new. If you'll do some research on it, you'll find out this thing goes back centuries. Centuries. It isn't new. And I think sometimes, you know, people who have not heard about it, have not thought about it, have not investigated it, all of a sudden one day they tune into some radio program or they read something in a magazine or on the internet, and all of a sudden they are now aware, the lights have come on, and they are aware. And they think it's something new. It isn't new. They think it's something sinister, and I have to admit that there are certain things about it that seem to me to be a bit dark and a bit sinister. But there are a lot of things about it that are anything but dark and sinister. They have nothing to do with world domination, some of the things. Am I saying that I think we ought to embrace it? No, I'm not. Not at all. What I am saying is that we need to look at the information with realistic lenses. And don't be frightened out of your wits by everything that comes along. I remember hearing that Mikhail Gorbachev was the Antichrist. I remember hearing that Henry Kissinger was the Antichrist. I actually heard preachers in pulpits make the claim that Henry Kissinger was the Antichrist. I mean, I heard preachers say that. Well, you know, I think time has shown us that that was something we didn't really need to be all that concerned about. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Katie McCarthy. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing fine. I played your song earlier.
Yes, you did, and I didn't get to hear it. But something strange happened. About what time did you play it?
Oh, I can't remember. I think it was about at the half-hour mark. But look, let me say to the audience, she is who you heard sing that song, I Love Love. She happens to be a fan of this show, but she also She also happens to be a great musician, and that was her song that we played.
Oh, thank you so much. I wish I'd been home to hear it, but it's funny because my daddy's 80 years old, and we were standing outside in the backyard at their house. He's got Alzheimer's, and all of a sudden he started talking about this weird thing that he saw fly out of a cloud when he was younger. It looked like a razor. And he went on and on about it. And, of course, I'm sitting there going, the Kevin Smith Show's on right now, and having no idea whatsoever you were playing my song. That is too cool. And so you're talking about the New World Order and all that kind of stuff. I wish I'd heard the show tonight.
Well, you know, you get a chance. In 2 hours, there's a replay of this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every night.
Well, I clipped off of dues because I didn't I don't have your email address, and I wanted to write you a letter, and I thought, well, I'll just click off a dues station, and you know what? I've really got to thank Bill Dewberry, because he has worked so hard, and he has really spread your name around the Texas area.
Well, that's good. That's good. And by the way, for the rest of the audience, Bill Dewberry owns the radio station that we're on in San Antonio. And he also puts us on his internet feed. And so we're live in San Antonio on his radio station and on the internet on his station's feed, his live feed.
Oh, yeah, he does a great job at promoting independent artists like myself. He's got a beautiful mix of music, so if anybody's ever wanting to listen to that kind of thing during the day or in the middle of the night, AM 1670, the Dewberry Jam, it's great. But, Kevin, thank you so, so much.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Really, really enjoyed it, and I will stay in touch, and I hope you do, too.
All right. Now, listen, if you want to hear this show in 2 hours, you go to kevinsmithshow.com and just click on our player. You can choose broadband or dial-up, and then you can listen to it live right off our site.
Yes,
I mean,
okay.
Not live, but, you know, it's this live show.
It's so funny because I told Dew, I said, he emailed me, and I had just walked in the door, and I said, wow, that's like international.
It is indeed. People in 95 countries heard your song.
I know. That's just wonderful. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Well, you're certainly
If you ever
welcome.
Come to Houston, Texas, I will take you to dinner.
I have friends in Houston, and the chances that I will be in Houston at some point are high.
Well, you give me a call. You've got another one tonight.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. you know, we have a number of independent musicians that listen to this show. And, you know, we play only independent musicians during the breaks. And so let me say to all of the independent musicians listening, if we're not playing your music, maybe we don't have it, so you need to send it to me. The way you do that, you go over to steelimedia.com, and there is a link there for independent musicians to send me their music, all right? steelimedia.com, and independent musicians click on that link, and there's a little brief form for you to fill out, and then guess what? When you click, it uploads your song, all right? Well, it has been fun. I enjoy it. I love Open Line Live, and I think you do too. And we try to do at least one each week. This has been the one for this week. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. I love you. And I'll see you next time. Until then, so long, everybody.